Let's talk about something every girl wants. Healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite. And honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, I want to have an honest conversation about friendships. More specifically, friendships as you get older, friendships ending that you never thought would end, and just simply growing apart from people. And I feel like people don't really talk about this. The reason why I'm really putting the emphasis on like an open, honest conversation is because I feel like people don't talk about it in this context. For the most part, whenever I see any sort of content around friendships ending, it's always like story time of a friendship breakup. And it's always like something that happened, something maybe big, some sort of betrayal. And it's never just about the fact that sometimes as you get older, the people that you thought would be your forever friends prove to not be. You know, as you get older, maybe you grow apart. Maybe the friendship isn't valued the same way it once was. And maybe sometimes that's a one-sided thing, which was the case for me. And I'm going to share my own little story here, but this whole topic came to be because of a Dear Victoria submission that I got, which I'm about to read to you. And I personally, like, I don't like to really bring these kind of stories to the podcast because, I mean, like, in the past, it's different when it's, like, dating stories, you know, with guys that, like, are not. You know, when I was single, I would share so many dating stories. I never had to be intertwined, you know, with those guys. I would never see them again. It really didn't matter. But when it has to do with friendships and then there's like, you know, real people in your life involved and a lot of mutual friends and whatnot, it is a little sticky and I don't necessarily feel comfortable sharing my own personal stories like that. But I'm going to incorporate my own story here because it is so spot on, like went through quite literally almost the exact same thing that this girl did. But the reason why I feel comfortable sharing it now is because it was a while ago. It was almost a year ago now. So it's just not a fresh wound. Like, it just doesn't matter. I don't think anybody cares. I know that I don't. So now it's more of just like a story time rather than like a personal experience that I care about in regards to, you know, friendships ending. The thing is, I want to have this conversation and I want to put out this episode because I think a lot of girls secretly, like not to say secretly, but privately go through friendship breakups and friendships ending and drifting. and they don't really know what to do with it. Like, maybe they missed their friend. Maybe they don't even know what happened. Maybe it's something that's, like, unspoken about. It's, like, an awkward phase, an awkward thing, especially as you get older. Then maybe you think, like, okay, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to be annoying, or I don't want to bother people. Everyone's busy. And you just kind of think, like, you're alone in this, and that's just not the case. So I think a lot of people experience friendships ending as they get older, and I want you to know that you are not alone in that. So here is the submission that I got that this whole episode will really be based on. Dear Victoria, I've been friends with this girl who I considered my best friend since I was in eighth grade. I am now 28 years old. Although I don't see or talk to her all the time, I still thought of her highly. She got engaged back in 2022 and is set to get married spring of next year, meaning 2025. When she got engaged, she told me that she'd want me to be her bridesmaid, and she especially would want me to be there when she picks out her wedding dress. She also really wanted to celebrate her bachelorette out of the state. Of course, I said yes because I could not imagine not being a part of the little events leading up to the wedding. At one point, she even tells me the possibility of me being her maid of honor is pretty high because her and her maid of honor were not on the greatest of terms at the time. I kept that in the back of my mind and was prepared in case that became a reality. Fast forward to fall of 2023, she wishes me a happy birthday, and I thought this would be a great time to ask for an update. She tells me that there are no updates and proceeds to tell me the date of the wedding, being 2025, and I left it as is. Fast forward to early 2024, I am coming to the realization that her wedding is a little over a year away, and I still have no update other than the date of the wedding. Are we going away? Are we not? Shortly after that, I see her post on Instagram that she picked her wedding dress and she was with her bridal crew. This hurt me, but I also didn't want to jump to conclusions, considering the people that were pictured appeared to be only her family. But a little after that, she posted that all invites were sent out, and I know for sure I did not or will not receive one because she doesn't know my address since I moved. I am unsure as to what went wrong in our friendship and for her to switch up like this. I've been stuck on whether I should reach out to her and figuring out what to say or leaving it be and letting go. Okay, now my situation was a little different because I know I would have never been a maid of honor. I know I would never have been asked to go, dress shopping. That's typically not even like a bridesmaid situation. That's usually just like mom and family, like, you know, sisters sort of thing. So like those details, I never expected for myself. Being a bridesmaid, 100% expected. Going away on the bachelorette was not only expected, it was actually talked about. I remember there being a time where we were, you know, just standing outside talking about like, oh my God, where are we going to go for your bachelorette party? Definitely was going to be out of state, was still up in the air. Like those were conversations that were certainly had. And even though it was never verbally expressed to me, you will be a bridesmaid, there was no question about it because this is someone that I was best friends with since high school. We're almost like the same as your timeline. You say you've been best friends since eighth grade and now you're 28. We are a year like shifted up. We were best friends since high school. So essentially a year later, now we are 29. So like kind of the same timeline, just like a year boosted up. So best friends for what? 15 years, you know, almost 15 years, like essentially a really long time. Talking every single day, in a group chat together, talking every single day, hanging out, you know, regularly, like very much fully involved in every single season, every single chapter of each other's lives. As you girls know, I moved around a lot, and every single time that I moved, this was a best friend that would come and visit me and stay with me, like not a casual friend. This is a full-blown, in my mind, best friend that without a shadow of a doubt would be a bridesmaid in my wedding. I would be a bridesmaid in hers. Like there was just no doubt. I don't talk to many people every single day. So the fact that this was someone I did talk to every single day, to me meant that was a best friend, like somebody very, very, very important to me, very, very close to me. So then that was it. I just was not asked to be. I was not involved. I was not included. I was not invited. Obviously there was no conversation about being like, hey, you're not going to be one. I just wasn't. And same way as you, I, you know, saw this on Instagram. I wasn't given a heads up or a warning. So I'm, you know, scrolling through my Instagram stories and I see, you know, the bridesmaid's proposal and the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, what? Like, what? I'm confused. I felt like so, not to say betrayed, because that sounds like evil or like mean-spirited, but I felt blindsided. That's the word. I felt so blindsided, so confused, so like, wait, what? And that's probably exactly what you're feeling. Just like, huh? Like, I don't really understand, you know, what happened here or what I did wrong or did I do anything wrong at all? Like, just super, super confusing. And it's a weird feeling when you realize that like a friendship meant more to you than it did to them. It honestly, it feels like a relation, like a one-sided relationship, you know, when like you like somebody more than they like you and you just feel like stupid after all that. That's how I felt, you know, like I just felt stupid. Like, whoa, I can't believe that this is someone that for me, no doubt in my mind would have been included, is considered one of my best friends. It, you know, doesn't feel the same way toward me. It is a very disheartening, a very caught off guard, you know, blindsided sort of feeling. And so with that being said, I did not say anything. And I stand by my decision to not say anything because I felt as though there's no point. I felt as though, like, you made that decision and I don't have to, you know, try to change your mind. I don't have to express to you why I feel like that was the wrong decision. And all of the feelings that I may have felt in the situation, in my opinion, didn't deserve to be vocalized because, not to say that they didn't deserve to be vocalized, all the way around. She didn't deserve to hear it, let's put it that way, because clearly she didn't value me the same way that I valued her. Clearly she didn't value our friendship the same way that I did. And therefore, like, I didn't even feel like my feelings were important to her because, let's be honest, you knew it would hurt my feelings. Obviously, there are decisions, like, there's, like, thought processes and being faced with choices of who am I going to pick, who am I not going to pick. And when you do have a friend that has been in your life for so long, like I said, what, 15 years, that you are close to, that, you know, is important to you, that you know you spoke to about your bachelorette party, you know, someone that you know probably thinks that they're going to be included in this. You are presented with that decision. You can't tell me that this just went right over your head. It's not something that you really thought about or realized. Like, I know for a fact that you were weighing your options of who to pick, who not to pick, how you feel about it. And so you came to the decision of not choosing me, knowing, you know, that it would probably, you know, hurt my feelings to not only not be picked, but to see it, you know, on social media and feel a little, like I said, like caught off guard, feel left out, whatever. And yeah, you stuck with that decision. And so if that's a decision that you made, knowing that I could potentially be upset or hurt or offended, then that's like, that's on you, you know, and you don't need to hear from me to explain why I am hurt or whatever the case was. And when I say I'm hurt, I'm talking in the past, because currently, like, I genuinely don't care. Like, I have very much healed from this. I have very much gotten over this, and I'll talk about that in more detail. But my point is, why do I need to explain to you something you already know? Something that you weighed out, you know, your options around and decided to go with the option that would result in hurting me or offending me. And I feel like that friend knows that she had that conversation with you. Those conversations. That friend knows that she spoke to you about the bachelorette party. Same way that my former friend knows she talked to me about a bachelorette party. Your friend or former friend, whatever, knows that she asked you to be a bridesmaid. She knows that she told you that the chances of you being her maid of honor are pretty high. Like, she knows that all of those conversations happen. So she probably already has a guilty conscience. She probably already has, like, thought about it and has that, like, mental preparation for you to reach out. And that's another reason why I also didn't, because it's like, do not expect me to reach out for something you did wrong to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not going to happen. If so, I feel that with your friend, she knows that she had those conversations with you. So if anyone owes anyone explaining, it would be her to you. And I don't think that's something you should be chasing or asking for. I don't think that you should be going to her and saying, like, would you like to explain yourself? What happened to all of this? Here's what made me feel. Like, that is just my personal feeling because of my own personal experience. It's like, you know that happened. So if you feel the need to talk about it, then you can let me know. Otherwise, you can sit with that guilty conscience. Like, I'm not going to put that on you. You already put that on yourself. So you're not going to reach out to do that. You're also not going to reach out to try to change her mind. And the question would be, like, what is your goal of reaching out? You know, just to let her know that she hurt you? I'm sure she knows. You know, I'm sure that she's well aware. I think silence is more than enough. You know, like you said, wishing each other happy birthday, like not wishing her a happy birthday, not acknowledging her things, not engaging with, I think someone's silence tells you more than enough that, you know, they are hurt by you, or that they are, like, now, you know, going to be distant from you, removing you from their life, whatever the case is.
Let's talk about something every girl wants: healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin. And I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite. And honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off.
2026 is the year you finally launch your business, the year you transform into the entrepreneur you've always known you can be. One powerful move puts your future firmly in your hands: starting a business with Shopify. Maybe you've got an idea that you just can't shake, or a craft that everyone tells you to sell, or a store that you've already designed in your head. Well, with Shopify, 2026 is when you can finally make it happen. Shopify gives you everything you need to sell online and in person. Millions of entrepreneurs have already made this leap, from household names like Skims and Rode to first-time business owners just getting started, like I once did with my own brand. Shopify gives you all the tools you need to easily build your dream store. Choose from hundreds of beautiful templates that you can customize to match your brand. Setup is fast with Shopify's built-in AI tools that write product descriptions and headlines and help you edit product photos too. Even marketing is built in. Create email and social campaigns that reach customers wherever they scroll. Best of all, as you grow, Shopify grows with you. Handle more orders, expand to new markets, and do it all from the same dashboard. In 2026, stop waiting and start selling with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. That's shopify.com/forthegirls. Hear your first this new year with Shopify by your side. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. The new year doesn't have to require a new you, maybe just a less burdened you.
Therapy can help more easily identify what weighs you down by offering an unbiased perspective to better understand everything you're feeling or going through, or even obstacles you have to let go of, like maybe your fears about how you're perceived or doubts you have when it comes to your relationships and friendships. BetterHelp has high-quality therapists that work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. And you can eliminate all of the guesswork. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you, so you can just focus on your therapy goals. Just fill out a short questionnaire to help identify your needs and preferences and get a match. They typically get it right the first time, but if you aren't happy with your match, you could switch to a different therapist at any time. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms, having served over 5 million people globally. And yes, it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's better H-E-L-P.com.
But I guess if I were to try to find a way that you could reach out, or what you would say since you're trying to figure out what to say, would be you, because you did have very upfront, very specific conversations, including her telling you she wants you to go with her to pick out the dress. So she specifically said she wants you there to pick out her wedding dress. And then she posted that she went wedding dress shopping and did not invite you. She specifically told you you would be a bridesmaid and potentially a maid of honor. So you had very, very specific conversations that I think would be, you know, would be cause for questioning and like feeling confused and reaching out. So if you did want to reach out, if anything, I would bring up that specifically, not just like, hey, what's the deal? Like, I haven't heard about the invites or anything like that. I would specifically say, like, did I do something, or is there something that I'm missing? Because I remember you telling me you wanted me to come with you to pick out your dress. And now I was a little blindsided by seeing that you did go and didn't ask me. I totally understand if you changed your mind. Like, no issue. If I'm not wanted somewhere, I don't want to go. If I'm not invited somewhere, I'm not going to try to change someone's mind and ask them to invite me. I just want to know if I did something to hurt you or offend you or made you feel like you didn't want me there. Like, I just want to be, you know, aligned with you. I just want to be in the clear so that I know, like, what's going on, or, you know, what the status is of our friendship. That would more or less be the direction I would go, would just be to try to get some clarity, because it was very directly addressed that you would have been included in those specific things. And this way, it's more or less a conversation just about the status of your friendship rather than about the wedding. It's just straight up like, you told me this, but this happened, and I just feel confused, so I just want to know, like, I just want to get on the same page with you. So I think that's a different type of conversation instead of just making it about the wedding itself and making it about the bridesmaids, you know, like that specific thing. It's like about the bigger picture. I felt that for me, I didn't need to have the bigger picture conversation, because once that decision was made in my face, I got the picture. Like, I didn't feel that I needed clarity, because that gave me clarity. I didn't feel like I needed explanations. I didn't feel like I needed closure. I got my clarity and I got my closure as soon as that situation happened. Like, that was just simply it. I carried on with my life. The friendship ended from there. Like, right then and there, in that moment, we have never spoke again. We have never had a conversation again. Not even a hi and bye. Never saw each other. Like, just nothing. And like, that was perfectly okay with me, because my mindset is, I mean, you guys know, I've said it a million times. I say it in regards to dating. Yes, friendships too, work, everything. I only want what wants me. Everything I wants me back. And if you don't want me, I don't want you. If you're not for me, then I'm not going to force you to be for me. And so it was, I guess, hard to accept, not to say accept, it was hard to realize and to see right in front of my face in black and white that a friendship was not valued the same way that I valued it. A friendship that, like you said, you think so highly of this girl. So someone that I thought so highly of and that I would have forever considered a best friend didn't feel the same way. Like, yeah, that is a hurtful feeling, but I refuse to ever dwell on things like that. I refuse to ever let them linger and hold on to them for longer than they need to be, you know, on weighing on me. It's not good to carry around those feelings. And so why I said before, you know, I'll get into it in a little more detail. Like, I don't consider myself at this point to be hurt or whatever, and I'm healed from it, is because I think closure is created within you if you can see things in black and white and if you can accept things for what they are. Now, of course, there's a lot of nuance to things and there's a lot of gray areas to things. And so when you see things that way, it takes a little bit longer to heal, because maybe you do have more conversations. Maybe you overthink about these things. Maybe you overexplain, or you let someone overexplain. Like, there's a lot more that goes into the healing process because you're trying to get closure, you know, externally. You're trying to get closure from someone else. You're trying to rationalize and understand and so on and so forth. And for me, that's just not how I've ever handled or dealt with things that I needed to remove from my life. If it's right in front of my face, I'm not going to romanticize it. I'm not going to see it in a gray, nuanced way. I'm going to say this: okay, if it were me, if I were the one getting married, if I were the one choosing bridesmaids, if I were the one including people, I would have included her. I would have asked her. There would have never been a doubt in my mind. It would have never been a second thought. I would have never had to second guess. It would have been that, straight up. Yes, you are included in my life. So if that is not what is returned, you know, if that is not a mutual or reciprocated feeling, then that answers all of my questions. Point blank, period. If you do not see the value in having me there, if you do not see the value in having me as a best friend or considering me a best friend, if you don't see the value in our friendship as extremely, extremely important to you, then I've seen what I've needed to see. And that's it. I know what I need to know. I have the clarity I need. I have the closure that I need. And that is why I did not feel the need to reach out. That's why I don't necessarily think you need to reach out. That is why I gave myself closure very quickly. Like I said, I've seen what I've needed to see. I didn't need to see anymore. I didn't need to hear anymore. That was it. Done. Closure. Healed. And that's what I think that you should do, is to allow yourself to heal from it. Like I said, if you really did want to reach out, you could go the route of, you know, the bigger picture rather than the small little things of like not being asked. It's just like, hey, it just, you said this, but this is what happened, and I just want to get clarity. But that is the most I would do. That is the maximum that I would do. And here's the thing. You should never have to feel like you have to put in that, like, so much effort and like do the most to make sure that person knows that you're still actively friends. I'm a pretty low maintenance friend. My friends and I are all busy. We all have our own lives. We all have things going on. We do not see each other every weekend. We're older now. When we were younger, yeah, our weekends revolved around going out together and spending time together. But as we've gotten older, things have changed. You know, all of us are in relationships. All of us have our own lives and things going on. And so we get together when we can. We always try to make plans and we, you know, do what we can, even if it's every couple of months. But to me, that doesn't make our friendship any less important. It doesn't make our relationship weaker. I think that, quite frankly, it makes our relationship stronger, because when you are younger and maybe your mindset and your priorities are on like going out, if you don't have, like, if that friendship isn't one that you, like, go out, like, if you're not spending time on the weekends and, like, going out together, you might not talk on a daily basis because it's really not convenient. There's really no point. I definitely know when I was younger, my priority was based on who I was spending the most time with, who I was going out with, who I could spend my weekends with. And so when I had friends that, like, we didn't have that sort of relationship, I didn't prioritize talking to them. Because it just, that my mindset was in a different place. Now, as you get older, it's like, it doesn't matter if I never see you. It doesn't matter if I see you once a year. The value is in our emotional bond and our emotional connection and the type of conversations that we can have. And so for me, if I felt like someone would only deem me or value me as a best friend if we spent tons of time together and we went out all the time, then that's not a friendship for me. That's, I, like I said, low maintenance friend. Like, I do not require tons of someone's time in order to prove that they are one of my best friends. Most of my friends, to be honest, I don't even see because we don't live near each other. You girls know Allie. I've had Allie on the podcast 3 times. We have rarely ever lived near each other. We've lived near each other in Tampa for like half of a second. Both of us ended up moving after that. And now we are both in New York, but we live 2 hours away from each other in New York, and she has a baby. So she's not going to come to Staten Island, and I can't constantly go to Long Island. I did just go recently to see her and the baby, but, you know, like I said, 2 hours away. Like, and this is a friend I talk to literally every single day. Sometimes we FaceTime, sometimes we talk on the phone, sometimes we text, sometimes we voice note. Either way, we are talking about all different things, personal life, business life, work life, whatever, on a regular basis. And I would never consider her to be less of a friend just because we don't see each other. So if in someone's mind it's like, well, I never see them, so we're not close, then, you know, that's their, how they value friendship, and that is how they scale or measure friendship. That it's based on how often they see you and how much time they spend with you. For me, those sort of friendships take up way too much energy. Like, if it's only important to you to spend time together, then yeah, we are just not gonna make it long term, because my best friends, I mean, another one that I am a bride's, actually two of them that I am bridesmaids for, I have both of their weddings next year, we like hardly see each other. We don't live close. Again, in relationships, living very separate lives, doing completely separate things. All of our weekends are always busy doing other things. We all do different type of work stuff, so everyone just has very different schedules. And I'm their bridesmaids, we are best friends, and we hardly spend time together. Like, that to me is a much easier friendship to maintain. And I never want to have to feel like I said before, I have to do the most. I have to like compete to make sure, you know, like, hey, I'm up here, I'm one of your best friends, don't forget about me. Like, I need to make sure that I get in my weekly time with you. Like, I'm sorry, it's just not the way that my life is set up. It's not the way that my life works out. And so if that's how somebody else feels, then that's their prerogative. So, you know, maybe for your friend or former friend or whatever, maybe that's how she feels. Like, well, I rarely see this girl, so we're really not best friends anymore, and I'm not going to include her. You know, it is what it is. Not everyone sees things the same way, and you're not going to, it's not your job to convince people to see things the way that you do. It's just, oh, she doesn't see me the way I see her. It is what it is. So yeah, this was more of an off-the-cuff type of episode. I hope that it helped in some way, even though it was more of me just like sharing my own story. But hopefully that story, you know, helps you and gives you the clarity that you need. And that's all we have for today. So thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
Let's talk about something every girl wants. Healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite, and honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off.